Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're all well. Don't forget to go to tradercobb.com to join up to the bi-weekly video newsletter. You must do this because I give you two free, highly useful content videos per week. We don't spam you with a bunch of crap. We give you good quality content that is different to everything else that goes out there. Why? Because it's exclusive for members only. So get in there, you'll get access to bonuses, free stuff, competitions, all sorts of things. And also importantly, we run a bunch of discounts in there that you, for being a member, can take part in. So if you haven't already done it, I suggest that you do. So, what I want to go over here is just the state of crypto. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think that we sometimes miss what this market is and where it's going, what's going on in it. I mean, look, I'm not looking at charts right now. I'm talking about the market in itself, in its generalization. It's absolutely insane. And I don't think I've really done an actual specific podcast breaking down what I believe to be the market. I've been trading other markets, traditional markets, for over 11 years. I've been investing since I was 16 years old, so I've been around the block. I've watched a lot of things come and go. I've made some good money. I've lost some good money. I've made some good money. I've lost some good money. And I've made some good money, as any seasoned investor or trader will tell you. So look, it's really, really important to have a good understanding. And I think from my point of view, sometimes I take for granted how long I've been in these markets for and how short a period of time many of you have been. So, you know, I will not take it for granted anymore. And I'll give you a bit of a breakdown as to what I think's going on in these markets right now. For one, I started looking into Bitcoin in 2013. I'll tell you right now, I did not invest back then. It wasn't a time where I invested in the market because for me, I was a trader. And as you all know by now, for those of you who don't, I'm a very structured person. When it comes to business, when it comes to trading, when it comes to everything that I do, it needs to be written down. It needs to have rules. Now, when I was introduced in 2013, the issue that I had was that it was not enough volume. This product was something that I didn't have access to easily on charts. I couldn't apply my techniques to this market at that moment in time. Why didn't I buy some? Because I'm not a tech investor. Okay, I wasn't a specifically set up tech fund. I wasn't a VC. I wasn't somebody who was an expert in tech at all. And I'm still not. I'm a trader. I know what I'm good at and I stick to being good at what I'm good at. You know, as I've said many times, I'm good at what I'm good at and I'm terrible at everything else in between. So I worked to my strengths. And I knew at that time that Bitcoin just didn't have what I needed to do what I did. So I left it. People go, oh, do you regret that? Absolutely not. Because if I had have gotten into Bitcoin at that moment in time, I probably would have broken my rules. And I might not be in the same position that I am now. So it's quite important that I explain to you how important that is to me to have stuck to my rules. Now, come fast forward back to 2017, and the right person contacted me and said to me, you know what? You got to have a look at CryptoCobby. And I was like, oh, here we go. What are you talking about? We're talking about mining it. I'd read something about it. I'd seen it about it. But I sort of hadn't really put my head into it at all and didn't have much interest in it, to be absolutely honest with you. Now, I'm an open-minded enough person to listen to the right people. So sometimes when you get the right person telling you some information, you just got to stand up, take note, and do a bit of research. So I did that. I went into the marketplace. I was told to go and look at CoinMarketCap. I did that. And I was blown away by how much the market had grown. Now, at this stage, I think we were 70 billion or maybe a bit less, but Bitcoin itself and Ethereum had enough volume for me to start to get interested in being able to trade it. Not only that, but as I started to research the sector a bit more, looking for trading, looking for charts, I found it. I found TradingView, which I still use to this day. I would love to find a better provider of charts in crypto. Trust me, there will be better options. I mean, TradingView may step up and become a lot better, but I want something that is traditional, like that can be compared to what I was using in traditional markets. We just don't have that just yet. It's a bit clunky. It's a bit cumbersome. It's not as good. But that's okay because the moves are fantastic. So, you know, it takes a little bit more time to get things done. I can't do it as well or as freely as I used to, as quickly as I used to, but the moves are staggering. So once I found the charts, once I found the volume, and I wasn't talking about looking at the top 100 like I do now. I was looking at pretty much two, more so focused on Bitcoin. It was just Bitcoin. And I was running my trades and looking at my trades and my structures and the rules that I follow on Bitcoin wholly and solely. And what I noticed was that, when Bitcoin trends, it trends just the same as any other market. And it didn't surprise me. but I wanted to check first. It didn't surprise me. Why? Because human beings trade markets and human nature doesn't change. So why should the market change? Why should even a new market change? Well, it won't, because human nature doesn't change. Now, that's more or less a quote from Jesse Livermore's Reminiscence of a Stock Operator, which was written back in the early 1900s. Still as valid today as what it was back then, I will add. But I started looking, and I saw that the strategies worked very, very well, and I started trading them. And I started doing some videos, and the videos started to take off. I started to get a lot of recognition. And I started to realize when I was looking out there for other people in the space that this space was very immature. It was very young. And a lot of people that were trading out there were only looking to go long. And that's where the saying was coined, turkey in a hurricane. I actually got that saying a long time ago. I can't remember from who or where or what or why. But that turkeys flying in a hurricane scenario, I could see that as being true, because people were making money as the market went up, because all they had to do was buy. And they had all sorts of lines and drawings and crap and everything all over their charts. But they didn't have structure. They didn't have written checklists. And they didn't really have a clue. Now, I don't got nothing against these people at all, not by any stretch of the imagination. And I know that the way I trade is not the only way that you can make money in the markets. Not at all. But I do know what is rubbish and what doesn't work. And I saw a lot of people that were doing things that don't work. And I still see it. I still see it. And look, I'm not here to tell you what to do unless you ask. And I want to guide you guys. I want to help the market to become a bit more mature, to understand what's going on. Because what I see as being an issue, if there's people that are out there, as the markets are falling, they're not making money. They're going backwards. Their investments are declining. As long as they don't sell, they're hoping that their coins will come back and be worth something again one day. And many of them will, and many of them won't. But I'm a trader, and I am an investor. And as a trader, I can make money as the market falls. And I've got structure and I've got strategy. And I've got a good understanding for how I can make money in any market and on any time frame. And that's what I want to bring to cryptocurrency. An understanding that we can make money in any market. A bull market or a bear market. There's an opportunity there if you know what you're doing. If you're structured enough and you can focus, you can do well. But it comes to you. It's down to you. It's not to me. I can give you the structure. I can give you the strategy. I can give you the routines. I can give you a hell of a lot of stories and a few good laughs. I can give you daily content too. But I can't give you success. But I can tell you right now that if you don't have the structure and the strategy, and if you're a trader right now and you're listening to this and you're sort of rolling your eyes, or you're listening quite intently, I challenge you this. If you can't write down your strategy on a piece of paper now, you don't have a strategy. And I don't mean that by any offense. I don't mean to cause any offense or any harm or any issues. I don't want to piss anybody off. That's not my intent here. My intent is to help you to recognize where you are within your journey. Because I can help. All right? If you want to. It's up to you. But if you can't write down your strategy, the chances are that you don't have one. And that's really, really important. Because if you don't write down your strategy, you can't repeat that. And repetition is your god when you're trading. Repetition of your routine, repetition of your checklist, repetition of your taking of screenshots, of your recording, of your trades, of you sending them to your mentors, of your absolutely everything. Everything needs repetition. Everything needs routine. And if you don't have that, you're going to find it very difficult. Now, what I don't want to see is people that make a lot of money when this market goes parabolic like it has done in the past. By trading poorly, by learning bad trading practices, by having bad habits. I'm trying to help you guys to understand that what I employ has worked in traditional markets for a number of years. So if cryptocurrency tomorrow vanishes, I can still make a living. Can I say that for the rest of the crypto traders out there? I know for a fact that many of them know, because absolutely not, because I look at the way they trade. And I know it doesn't work. And again, I'm not saying that. I'm not naming any names. And I'm not bagging any competition. Not at all. I'm just telling the facts. It's a fact that a lot of people don't know what they're doing, and a lot of people would not be able to make money in a traditional market. Now, while the turkeys are flying in a hurricane, and while this market does progress and grow, and of course it has fallen for the time being, but when this market does take off again, and as we see it come to maturity, whether we see a bubble burst or not, there will be people that are up there that have made a lot of money on the way up. And then the market will level out. And it will become like a normal traditional market, like the NASDAQ, for example, where it doesn't trade in 10, 15% per day ranges. It goes back to 3, 2, 1% or less. And it's these people that are going to be exposed because they've made money on the way up, but they don't have a structured strategy. They've made money in the way up because they've bought and the market's gone up. It's that simple. I want to educate you guys to understand what it takes to be a good trader in any market condition, long or short. It takes time. You've got to put the work in. But I can tell you right now, it's worth it if you want it. Like anything in life, guys, education is your biggest key to success. Learning, practicing, self-review, and self-improvement is what gets you there no matter what it is that you do. Now, guys, I do a plenty of free content on my YouTube. You can check it out. You can check out my Facebook, Trader Cobb, or Craig Cobb. There's two of them. One's a business, one's a personal. You can also get me on Twitter, at Trader Cobb. But more importantly, TraderCobb.com for all the videos twice a week and all the archives. Okay? The podcast is here, of course. You're on that. Give me a review and give me a five-star rating if you like it. Guys, I just wanted to give you something more than just looking at the charts and having a chat. This is about understanding what I see to be this marketplace and what I think you need. I hope you've taken it. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope it changes the way you see things if it needs to be changed. Have a great day. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.